Each year, millions of private gun transactions are completed with no background check requirement. There's almost no data about how often those guns end up in the wrong hands. Still, some private sellers do try to be careful about who they sell to. Guns in America's Lisa Hagen spoke to one in Georgia.
So this is the pistol here.
How much were you trying to sell this for?
I think like $750.
John Pander is a retired guy in his 50s who's pretty into guns. We're in a parking lot outside a competitive shooting match he's headed into.
This is a SIG P229 E2 model. It's a what they call a double action, single action, which means...
He usually buys his guns new from a licensed dealer. And Pander is a model, responsible gun owner. He keeps his guns locked up in a safe at home. But sometimes the safe fills up.
So it all comes down to space. And yeah, sometimes you want to fund the next purchase.
So when he's got his eye on a new gun, he puts an old one up for sale.
There's a couple different good auction places online. Gun Broker, I use Arms List, and I've sold quite a few. You just post it up online and people say, okay, I'll take it, or I'll offer you this much for it.
He's sold about 5 guns over the last decade this way. No problems.
I always meet in a public place, mostly Walmart. Parking lots are good. Some people say the police stations or sheriff offices are already a good place to do the transactions.
But recently...
It was late in the evening when I finally got the email. And he says, well, I'm trying to buy a gun for my girlfriend. You know, can we meet at 11 o'clock at this place?
Like 11 p.m. that same night.
And first red flag, you know, for me is late at night.
Pander asks the guy if he has a Georgia weapons license, which would mean he's passed a background check in the past 5 years. And by asking that, he's going above and beyond his legal obligation. Because when it comes to private sales, federal law just says you cannot knowingly sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from having one. As a private seller, you don't actually have to check. Turns out, the guy doesn't have a license. So Pander says, what about meeting at a federally licensed dealer to run a background check? Costs about $25. Guy says he doesn't want to do any of that.
So at that point, you know, I'm not going to sell him anything.
Again, Pander could have asked zero questions and sold that gun without breaking the law. Researchers think millions of gun transactions take place without a background check every year. So do we know how common sellers like this are? As with many questions involving gun data,
the answer, unfortunately, is no.
Deb Azriel directs research at the Harvard Injury Control Research Center. She says we know that most people buy their guns new from licensed dealers who do require background checks. And we know that most people in prison on gun charges say they got their guns privately. But what happens in the middle, there's just no data.
It is really kind of astonishing that we have no good mechanism to ascertain where guns are.
Many gun rights advocates don't want that kind of system. If it existed, they argue, the government could come take people's guns away. Azriel says we also don't know anything about how many private buyers could pass a background check.
But it's also reasonable to suspect that one reason that you go to a private seller and get a gun without a background check is because you think you couldn't pass that background check.
She thinks the number of buyers like that is probably small, but not something that we should ignore.
If you assume, which is reasonable, that the vast majority of people on Arms List are people of good faith, then what you really want to do is to work on the sellers of guns, to insist on there being a background check like your guy. The problem may be the buyers, but the solution, it has to lie with the sellers.
21 states and the District of Columbia regulate private sales by requiring background checks or gun permits. Georgia, where John Pander lives, is not one of those states, and he's not comfortable supporting the idea of universal background checks. But he tries to be careful anyway, because...
What happens if he would have used that in a crime? And, you know, would that guilt be in my conscience if I went, so, oh, that's the guy I just sold that gun to. So I don't want to be any part of that.
That guy who tried to buy his gun, he's not Pander's problem anymore. It's possible he kept looking for another pistol and someone willing to sell it to him in a parking lot late at night. So for anyone worried about that, just cross your fingers that everyone privately selling guns on the internet is just like John Pander. For Guns in America, I'm Lisa Hagen.